Cotton slams Warriors co-owner for indifference to Uyghur genocide, said exactly what was in his heart. By Trent Baker on January 18, 2022. During a Tuesday interview on The Hugh Hewitt Show, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, tore into billionaire co-owner of the Golden State Warriors Chamath Palihapitiya for saying he doesn't care about China's enslavement and genocide against its Uyghur population. Cotton said the shocking indifference was not a surprise, given liberal tech billionaires only care about the bottom line. He argued it was a classic Washington gaffe in which Palihapitiya said exactly what was in his heart. Well, it's a shocking indifference, Hugh, to the depravity of the Chinese communist regime and the plight of the religious and ethnic minorities known as the Uyghur people in northwestern China, who the entire civilized world, to include the Biden administration, has acknowledged are suffering at the hands of an atrocious genocide, where women are being forcibly sterilized, Cotton told host Hugh Hewitt. And if they're not being forcibly sterilized, they're being viciously raped by Chinese Han soldiers in a kind of intergenerational ethnic cleansing. It's not surprising, though, coming from one of these typical liberal tech billionaires who saddle up their high horse and ride it so hard when it comes to things like climate change, green energy, and equity, and the Black Lives Matter riots when at the bottom line, all that matters to them is the bottom line, he continued. And they think they can get rich off of those things, and they can with these Democrats in charge and all the tax breaks and subsidies being handed out. But they know that if they cross the Chinese Communist Party, it may threaten their access to the Chinese market or to cheap Chinese inputs. So I have to say what this guy spoke over the weekend is a classic Washington gaffe. He didn't say something that was not what was in his heart. He said exactly what was in his heart and what's in the heart of so many of these liberal tech billionaires and their courtiers in Washington. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter @MagnifyTrent.